FM Rewind Podcast.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9.
Blom Blom with Skumba and Dumiso on Kaya TV.
He brought the house down on stages across the globe. He brought us soundtracks for family gatherings. He brought us hits that will keep us dancing for many years to come. Kaya FM celebrates Ntate Kaifa Seminga as he turns 80 years old, a legend, a pioneer of proudly African melodies. Ntate Kaifa Seminga, the home of the Afropolitan, wishes you plenty more music-filled years.
8 years. Listen, gentlemen, Blom Blom today, we hang out with the legendary, the great, the one and only, that the Kaifa Seminga. Time alam kunjan.
Right, kunjan.
Ange, kuna 8 tomorrow, sazambela, ange. And uzalele Alexander, mnu was Alexander, awana 65, kuno uyazi kurafuka njani. How do you keep fit, time alam, and still standing strong at the age of 80?
Hey, yes, as me, I'm just the way I've always been. Like,
that's flex.
Yeah, I'm flex.
Yeah. Let's take it back. Alex, growing up, and then at some point, Isrand, Ebinoni, and so on. Like, you probably spend a lot of time reflecting, mind you, and you think back about that time. What are your thoughts about that time?
Yes, my thoughts about that time is that, as you know, apartheid was at its height.
Sure.
Yeah, and life was tough. But for some reason, you know, we did not succumb, you know, and go around and say, hey, apartheid. Mm. We did things that we were not expected to do. Right? Mm. Alex, for instance, was like the capital, Yaditsotsimo, most South Africa. You know, Sophia Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, the capital, Yaditsotsimo. Alex had the spoilers, Bomsomi, kind of spoilers, Msomi, Stonebreakers.
Sure.
Sophia had Young Americans and so on and so forth. So I grew up in an environment, Hans Kelly streetwise. Because there was no way you could be anything else.
Yeah.
And the reason I had to be taken to Benoni is because my mother saw that Nisigitwamutsileng.
Yeah, boso pumile.
Yeah, mama wati, no. Lekenga hamba nayo, yabo. Because a lot of people in Okshini, they used to, so dangerous.
Yeah.
So mama wati, no. Young Tata was about 15, going for 16.
Yeah. Right? It was so slim.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
The thing to Louise.
So and
mama, no. So one day, no, look, negotiation, she just packed my bag.
Yeah.
Masambi.
Yo.
That's none of your business.
Siahamba.
Yeah, siahamba. So a big feel like being mong figure, you don't tell her with the whole family because that was her mother. Bang male, bong se by jelly we're getting in jan. And my other parents. So I went to Mamkulu, for instance, because Mamkulu Yasmus, you know, that's your brother.
Yeah.
So take care of him. Anything else. And really, that's how I grew up. And then, they were really musical. Especially umfana ka malume naye lo ka mamkhulu so yeah lo ka kathi bena ma group yeah usele wayiqula nama fivers le ka butu yena the older one segliveli group yakho kathi we so usele used to take me with him. Usele is about 5 years older than me. Artsabaye maka we rehearse yabo
la vaile yada
ke ya vaile ke vaile yena
tla
kwa ba rehearse na ke dudes fera montu. Most people, because I'm very touchy, very clever.
So you're sitting in that corner and you're watching all these things.
Yeah, I'm watching all these things. And the attitude I have is because he has been nothing up. You're a pooper man.
Yeah,
so Mtela was strict. So Mtela was to know, worry. So about 3-4 rehearsals, one day, must be a good rehearsal, another guy, I need to be there with five of us.
Sure.
Okula yeah. Top tenor, Ageko, Agazang, a good rehearsal. So by a mail, by a mail. So we say, Lord Yazi, let don't I am Lem Flamming Aisha and Pat. Flamming Aisha and Pat, because you never, I need to.
Never see anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to pay. What?
Yeah, so that's less nice in Pangoli then. And I'm going to get a good day.
I've been good cool at that time.
I said, Alexander, I'm a direction. Yes, I'm going to go to the 10.
And it's the truth. So, get hive, nag, it's too beaned. So we say that, like, no, what do you mean? I could go hire a bida. If a family come and buy a cool, I love it. You know, cocoa. Maro rabida must go hire. I could go hire a bida. I could go hire a bida. But anyway, Usela was a very, he was nice, my cousin. I must say, why well, I said, no, reduce a fella for now. And then luckily, I need to school in the sense about the Rimia Fasolatido.
Yeah.
Right? So no music about Palanga, my parts, Lord of it. So I sang Nabo that day. Poor Kabahariki Tina Hidea.
Busting your son of a coach.
Gumnan, you can have a choir in your school in the corner of our food, but you teach out of the hey, cool.
Yeah.
But mind you, not language, you say, cool. Swang figure, I complain about Coco, which you have a young coolie. So anyway, long story short, that's how it. I see the second day this guy didn't come, and they've got a show Lavantu.
Yeah,
and they had a meeting on a Sunday. They are going to have a show. So finally, I tell you, that show big big a part.
The yellow show.
Yellow show.
How many songs do you guys sing?
I think they were open about six songs.
Six songs? You never looked at the crowd?
Yeah, I never. Long peggy crowd is telling it, hey, go shabby okay.
Oh, you shabby crowd and look at
the crowd.
And we fast forward to you winning awards, you hearing your songs in radio stations all across the world.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel from that moment of sitting a corner and being forced to sing tenor to being hailed as a king in what you're doing?
It's a good feeling, yes. It's really a good feeling. And I must say, yeah, and I will say, the honor really should go to him. No Koko, because Koko was also all very supportive, you know?
Sure.
And then I look back and all the other people that I worked with, that was another man in my life. Mm. One of my friends, they are all gone, man. You know?
Mm.
But I remember those days. I never really thought I'll hit 60 or 50, the way the life was. We are 14. And also, I never looked at it as a star. That was not my. Once we say la ang fagala, I mean magapuma kuma fivers, he took me with him to another group, but singing a joel and then I started manje to go into this thing in Tizuam Young. By the time Sishai King Kong, the musical King Kong, Sangena good King Kong basi recruiters are winner a first prize, Epinoni. I'm a group.
Sure.
So I was taken into that we were taken to Doke House lab. Union of Southern African Artists, headquarters, Doke House, and then signed King Kong. And then for the first time in my life, I was making money in Kula.
Yeah.
I think I was about 19 months.
Yeah.
So Mas Chamba, by the age of 20, we sent £3.17.6. And a lot of people used to get that a month.
Yeah.
I know my uncle used to get £2 something a month.
A month.
And I was earning £3.17 and sixpence a week. So you look at that, you think, but I could make
a living.
You know, yeah, I can make a living with this, yeah. But the reason why it was so abo budenpo o kugumkwebi o makai davashe o brakipi moikiz, they were the people abayenzi union lapaya, and I don't know how they did it. I was a kid. I didn't ask them, yeah, but they did it. I want to know which of my passed away to attend people artists.
Yeah.
But what does that mean?
What does
the
artist?
What
does
that
mean? Are you painting?
And yeah, exactly. What's saying? Just saying, you know?
Yeah, because when you say start, you say you sing, they thinking struggle songs.
Yeah.
And comrade nyan.
Abana darling, you know? So you look at all those things, which umtu hambe in the end. And then when you hear people say, hey, why is it Kaifa? So, hey, that's a nice song. Hey, Upale, you say, yeah. It's been a long time.
You know, so now you fast forward, and then at some point you find yourself in L.A. You are in Hollywood. Now you are rubbing shoulders. Now you're working with about Quincy Jones.
Mm.
Now you're doing a soundtrack here, Roots songs. You're doing Color Purple. At some point, you grab Usis letter with you, and you're like, "Hey man, this song of Michael Jackson, man. I've been asked to do something here.
Yeah,
nakupenda pia, nakutaka pia.
Yeah,
that's a umami letter. You're doing a percussion.
Yeah,
have you ever had those out of body moments where you look at yourself and you think, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's true. But that's why that thing led me with the Manjing Akele Academy, the School of Music.
Yeah.
Because when I looked at myself, you know, I stood my ground.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
And then I remember Guti Abu Wayne Henderson was Luama Crusaders.
Yes.
We are very close, you know, Wayne, because Wayne is a hell of a... A lot of the music, you know, Crusaders, Wayne Henderson. Yeah, so I would look at this and go, wow, yes, okay, it's about my talent, because if I didn't have it, they wouldn't work with me, these people. Yeah, So I do have. But then you would go back and think about the other kids that you've left behind. You know?
Yeah.
And I promised myself, with Yazi, must be a guy, I'm going to build a school for. So Labatuana Beach, they must never go through what we went through. Because we went through hell. Maubona, anybody who found an Omire, or Hugh, or Rukwang, or which is still a musician, was a good year, yes, this person is tough.
Because it's been a tough road.
Yeah, it's been a very tough road.
But being in the tough road as it is, you have a love of your life as I did. How do you do it? Time out. I'm 10 years in the media. How do you do it all this time? No, I'm late. All this time.
Well, you know, in all relationships, in a clamada, because remember, with Mautola Romuntuna 32 teeth,
yeah.
In a philosophy, I'm with him to say coolie, so I'm coolie, you
know?
Sure. So, and there's a way that I found, I think she found that too. Respect is one of the most important things in relationships. To respect the person and also to support the person. So she wanted to be a singer. I want to be more of a writer and she supports me. Now I'm a supporter, you know. She can go on a tour for 2 months, 3 months, you know, because that's you, that's your passion. And she will never come and walk to her. I've come with you. No, no, no. Or show in one Kulmana with some of the cast members. So come on with no. I never entertained that because I said to myself, if young Tanda, she'll never do that.
Yeah.
And if I love her, now I'm cross.
Angelina and Unai. How did that song Angelina Marubana? No one is listening to him.
Angelina, it's just a name. I mean, sometimes you write a song and it rings in your head, and then manje fanga ukuthi uthole ukuthi what word is really going to ring in the song. So normal, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
If it's a mpo, yabona. Ngakushiya wempo, you can. Yeah, you
can. I not seen.
Yeah, I seen.
I bambi man.
Or no, Angelina. Wangi tu ti Angelina. Now you may die now. Come on down, die, die. Ah, yeah. So you find a word. So ngakba. There was a wedding one time, Epinon, and I got to be cooling over, but singing Nili Sikova, something. I was a kid, and then the punchline, go to Angelina.
Why tata lap?
Why tata lap? And that it sits. So many years, and the person who really made me good in the 70s, Ulom says, my last born. Mangkeli piano lapho ngiloku ngisebenza ngikhala ngiyazama all kinds of names until ngishaya Angelina. Angelina, come on, Angelina ngit leyo ngathi tsa. So yes, he's about 4. Makafika uthi papa, so mina ngiyaphakama ngekitchen yangilandela. Papa, taya taya ke king batla tarwetsa Angelina gape.
Yatuma lapho.
Are really? Why? Are tare even that? Even that tare is the young dancer getting figure piano and getting the foot. Hey, I try to say, hey, hey, I got to that.
So, Tari Malami, we wanted to say happy birthday, man, and we celebrate you. And we want to tell you this. When you are gone, we are in your memorial service. Speaking among the singers, the Kaya FM say, oh, we really appreciate what Kaya first. Now, want to tell you now, when you are still with us, that you are a legend, you are a pioneer, you are a king in our world, and we really appreciate you, Bob.
No, I appreciate you too.
Happy birthday, Tari Malami, and may the good Lord keep you until you be 90. Yeah, 96 bees of yes, plum, and I'm on a 90.
Ladies
and gentlemen, that was Wap Kaifa Simeon.
One of South Africa's most celebrated jazz icons is turning 80. Ndate Kaifa Semenya, happy birthday from all of us at the home of the Afropolitan.
If you missed the live stream, watch the full episode on kayatv.co.za right now. If you missed it, go to FM Rewind on kayafm.co.za.